Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Tuesday, May 23. I am Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, the Salisbury MP Hector John contends DLP government is about to legalize a treating in Dominica's elections. Caribbean region advised to redirect its anti-crime efforts in favor of evidence-based interventions. And U.S. President Donald Trump says he will do everything to help Israelis and Palestinians achieve peace. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash.
Celebrating mom can never be one day only. That's why Courts is giving you up to 50% off selected items across the store. Plus, pay nothing for 60 days. Offer valid till May 31st. Terms and conditions apply. See in store for details. She's too marvelous to celebrate for just one day. So, get her something with up to 50% off selected items across the store. Courts, bringing value home.
You don't have money, but you want to score.
You can't wait till month for the draw.
You have a little money, but you want more.
You need a loan, what you waiting for?
But I need to buy a weed for my head.
I use the money there to buy some bread.
I don't want food, I want the money instead.
Looks like you want to run me dread.
Faster, smarter, and better.
Go buy Fast Cash and get a loan.
Your man don't give you money, not to sweat now.
Fast Cash right there to help you.
Go buy Fast Cash.
Visit our Rosa or Portsmouth locations or contact us at 448-3278.
Go buy Fast Cash.
Police have launched investigations into the circumstances surrounding the death of a 45-year-old male of Fokole. According to police reports, members of the police force and fire and ambulance services responded to information which resulted in the discovery of the lifeless body of Kervin Allen of Fokole. Police PRO Pelham John Baptist has more details.
Investigations have commenced into the circumstances surrounding the death of an adult male of Fokole. About 6 p.m. on Monday, the 22nd of May 2017, members of the Commonwealth of Dominica Police Force and the Fire and Ambulance Services responded to information which led to the discovery of the lifeless body of 45-year-old Kervin Allen of Fokole. Allen was transported to the Accident and Emergency Department of the Princess Margaret Hospital, where he was officially pronounced dead by a medical doctor. A coroner's inquest will be convened. Investigations are ongoing. The Commonwealth of Dominica Police Force extends condolences to the family and friends of the deceased.
Salisbury MP Hector John is of the view that the DLP government is about to legalize treating within the country. Today, a meeting of parliament is in effect to amend legislation regarding the electoral process. John says he will not sit by as a member of parliament and allow this to happen under his watch. He went on to call on Dominicans to do their part to ensure free and fair elections.
So no, you want it to be legalized. You want, scary does want cat blast for those full boats. Bring back Dawes and whatever, and us fool, they load them and bring them to Dominica to vote. And you want me as a citizen of Dominica, as a member of parliament, who was voted to represent these people, to just sit there and let that happen? No, I cannot. My conscience will not allow me to sit there, and I will react the best way I know how. I will not allow this government to do what they want, sit there and just play dead. Then there are people who want to blame the parliamentary opposition. Sometimes that's go to parliament, some say not to go, some say boycott. But what are you doing? What are you going to do to protect your democracy? What are you going to do to ensure that you have the right to vote in a free and fair election?
Police Chief Daniel Carbon has issued a very stern warning to all persons in Dominica who intend to protest against a proposed bill to amend the election laws of Dominica to refrain from protesting in the proximity of the Parliament building. The controversial bill is expected to be tabled in Parliament today, and government has stated its intention to take it through all the three readings and make it the law of the land during this sitting of Parliament. Carbon urges that Parliament is a place of order and state business.
I have my operations in place and I'm mandated by law to ensure that Parliament proceeds. Parliament will proceed and Parliament will be provided with maximum security. Again, I am warning that people should not come down to Parliament to disturb the proceedings of Parliament. Parliament is our highest court. Parliament is a solemn place. And Parliament is where the business of parliamentarians and the business for the Commonwealth of Dominica must take place. I'm asking all those with their intentions to be guided accordingly.
MP for Roseau Central Joseph Isaac is encouraging the DLP government to construct an international airport to help boost the tourism sector. Meanwhile, Isaac believes the United Workers' Party will form the next government after the next general elections, and the UWP administration will construct an international airport and will secure the investments and markets to ensure the viability and the sustainability of the new airport and thereby assure easy air access to and from Dominica for trade as well as tourism.
And we are saying once again, not just talk, we are saying for Dominica to move anywhere in regards to the tourism industry. We require an international airport, and we are committing the United Workers' Party, one of the United Workers' Party major pillar project, as soon as we form the government, is to embark on the development of an international airport. The site is already, was already located, significant money placed in studies. So we were right well on our way to development of an international airport. Even within the United Workers Party, we have Senator Isaac Baptist, who did his company, was a major player, a stakeholder, in moving the course forward, where they actually did a study and did a report, and it was placed on the table since in 1999-2000. So we are saying that also landless purchase in the area, or Woodford Hill area, for the international airport. So we again well poised to be able to develop an international airport for Dominica.
Leader of the Dominica Freedom Party, Michael Astafan, is calling on the courts to ensure that the DLP government is not aided and abetted in any move by them to undermine any bribery and treating cases filed. Astafan says priority must be given to cases like these, especially when evidence is provided, as is the case between three Dominican citizens who witnessed the treating and bribery being exercised by the Dominica Labour Party in the 2014 general elections.
So the court is undermining the democratic process, because the court should have heard that stuff a long time ago, and the court is aiding and abetting the government in the abuse perpetrated against the people and the democratic and the democracy. So we need to call on the courts to hear those matters. I mean, the matter was heard on the judicial review, but I mean, how many years it takes to deliver judgment? How long does it take to deliver judgment? The last time something like that happened, it took 3.5 years. And after 3.5 years, I think it was a matter on the citizenship of the Prime Minister. You know, which judge or which court would say, oh my goodness, we kept a guy here for 3.5 years and everything he's done would have been illegal if he didn't qualify. You know, so, you know, the court compromise, the court puts itself in a very difficult situation when it takes long like that to deliberate on a matter.
The Ministry of Education and Human Resource will this week administer the annual Grade 6 National Assessment. 1,010 students, that's 479 girls and 531 boys, are set to write the exams on Thursday, May 25 and Friday, May 26. This number represents a slight decrease, 6%, from last year when 1,080 students sat the exam. The majority of the candidates attend schools in the Western District, 547, while the others are from the Eastern, 127, Southern, 189, and the Northern, 237. Seven districts. The examinations are scheduled to begin at 8 a.m. with an assembly at 7:45 at 53 centers around the island, and will be supervised by over 100 teachers. On one day, or day one, students will be tested on language arts and social studies, while on day two, mathematics and science will be administered. With the exception of language arts, all exams will be single multiple choice papers. The language arts examination will consist of two components, a 60-item multiple choice paper and a composition paper. The Ministry of Education and Human Resource Development solicits the assistance of all parents and requests that they do not remain on the compound of any testing center while the examinations are in progress. Additionally, it is advised that parents allow their children some time to relax on the few days leading up to the examinations. And Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett is encouraging students pursuing tertiary education to consider the University of the West Indies as their first option. Mrs. Skerrett was speaking at a town hall meeting in Goodwill last week. He said the government has invested millions of dollars towards students' educational fees in the U.S., and this is becoming a huge burden, of course, for the government.
This government spends millions and millions and millions and millions every year on tertiary education. A lot of money, you know. We have to send to one school this month, before the 20th of May, $1.4 million to one school in America. 1.2. He said to me, one school is 1.4 and another school is 1.2. So $2.6 million, which is $1 million US dollars we're sending to Mr. Trump for our students studying in America. So you can see the kind of contribution that we're making to the US economy. And that's just for two schools in America. So it's a huge amount of money we spend on tertiary education. And sometimes I say to myself, look, this year I'm going to cut and I'm going to send the money to ensure that every single child in Dominica has access to early childhood education and to ensure that the primary schools can be better resourced to give our children a better foundation in the education in the future. But I find we spend too much money on overseas universities. And from henceforth, we'll be encouraging our students as far as practically possible to go to UWE, because I would have preferred to send the million US dollars to Barbados or Trinidad or Jamaica, because money sent to Barbados or Trinidad or Jamaica will benefit us anyway, because the money is staying within the region and keeping the jobs in the region. So we're going to be encouraging students. We'll be encouraging students to attend, let UWE be a first choice outside of the scholarships which we receive from friendly governments, because it is becoming a huge cost for the government. And so,
in other news, the Caribbean region needs to redirect its anti-crime efforts in favor of more interventions that are evidence-based and targeted at high-risk individuals and geographic areas, with improved monitoring of police and justice systems, a study by the Inter-American Development Bank recommends. The study, Restoring Paradise in the Caribbean, Combating Violence with Numbers, is based on the results of new crime victimization surveys carried out in the Bahamas, Barbados, Jamaica, Suriname, and Trinidad and Tobago. 3,000 individuals were interviewed in each of the five countries. With almost half of all crimes going unreported to the police, these victimization surveys provide a fuller picture of the prevalence of crime and its unique characteristics when compared to other regions. U.S. President Donald Trump has said he will do everything to help Israelis and Palestinians achieve peace. At talks with Mahmoud Abbas, he spoke of being gratified that the Palestinian leader had committed to taking necessary steps to fight terrorism. Israel and the Palestinians have not held peace talks for 3 years, and Mr. Trump acknowledges that it would be one of the toughest deals of all to broker. This is the last day of the U.S. president's visit to the Middle East. And the James Bond actor Sir Roger Moore has died, aged 89, his family has confirmed. In a statement posted on the actor's official social media accounts, it was revealed that Moore had passed away in Switzerland after a short but brave battle with cancer. Moore was the third actor to play British secret agent James Bond in 7 feature films released between 1973 and 1985 that were based on the books by Ian Fleming. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of our headlines. Salisbury MP Hector John contends the DLP government is about to legalize cheating in Dominica's elections. Caribbean region advised to redirect its anti-crime efforts in favor of evidence-based interventions. And U.S. President Donald Trump says he will do everything to help Israelis and Palestinians achieve peace. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.